the pop artist Betty Who got a big boost early in her career. In 2013, her single Somebody Loves You was the soundtrack to a marriage proposal. Who's around when the day's too long? The video of the engagement checked every box. It had choreography, grandparents, tears, and as of now, more than 14 million views on YouTube. When Betty Who visited our studio the other day to talk about her latest album, she told me this was not an obvious song to launch a life of wedded bliss.
Somebody Loves You, ironically enough, was actually a breakup song when I wrote it, because I was kind of seeing this person who, they were like, I'm not ready to be loved. And I was like, that seems like an issue, not an issue me. And like, I have lots of love to give. And like, I'm sending it your way, babe. And like, if you're not down, like, I don't know why I'm still here, really. And then, of course, the video happened.
And I would be honored if you would be by my side for the rest of my life.
That video is so moving.
Will you marry me?
To see these two boys in a Home Depot, which is the most random, but also so funny. But their entire families are there. They have people on FaceTime on iPads as they're all coming in. And it's really, I have goosebumps. I could cry right now. If you have like a purpose on this planet, my purpose is I want to provide a space that people feel joy in. People feel safe enough also to cry in and to be themselves in. But like the number one compliment anybody could give me is they're having a bad day and they listen to my song and it makes them feel better.
Let's talk about your latest album, Betty. Your third album.
Yeah.
The first one that you released independently without a major label behind you. Do you think we can hear that in the music, or is that just bureaucratic behind the scenes?
I can. I could totally hear it.
Where do you hear it?
I hear it in The One. The One, for me, is a song that I was always wanting to make. It is very Britney and NSYNC-esque. I wanted to feel like Britney Spears every night, and so I wrote this song, and I think if I had been signed to a label, this song may have either not come out, or it would have been totally misunderstood for something else than me being like, I'm a 27-year-old who is literally living 10-year-old me's actual dream. 10-year-old me had a dream, and it's this. And it was to be Britney Spears, and I'm an adult now, and I'm an independent artist, and nobody can tell me what to do, so I'm going to make a song that I get to every night. I feel like I'm in NSYNC. I'm not the one, good life, finding something better. Gave you all my love,
are you crazy? You recently did a Tiny Desk concert at NPR when an artist shows up and does a few songs, usually kind of unplugged.
Yeah.
And you performed one of your new singles, Taste. First, let's listen to what it sounds like on the album. You know the worst they are, the better they taste. And now let's listen to how it sounded at the Tiny Desk. You know the worst they are, the better they'll be. Oh, cravings come and die. What listeners can't see is that you are accompanying yourself on the cello here.
I am.
And this was the first time you'd ever done that publicly?
Yeah, I was so, that's why I did it first. I was really nervous. I you know, I play guitar and piano all the time, but I've never played cello publicly.
But that was your first instrument. That's what you grew up playing.
I know.
You weren't just taking lessons. Like, you went to the Interlochen Arts Academy. You studied at the Berklee School of Music. You were really serious about
it. Yeah, I really played.
Why did you hold off? Why did you wait until now?
Because I had a very specific vision of the kind of artist that I want to be, and I didn't want to be the girl who sang and played cello, because that girl felt so far away from the girl that like gets up and like dances and kills like this huge pop show. And I wanted to dance. I wanted to establish myself as a performer first, because I think so much of my life had been taken over playing cello when all I wanted to do was sing.
So do you think it's a sign of the point you've reached as an artist, your maturity as a singer, songwriter, performer, that you're now integrating these two versions of yourself?
I think so. I always knew I wanted to do it. And I'm very, very proud of how far I've come.
Tell me about the song All This Woman.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Happily. I love this song. I think I need attention. I think I need your touch. Don't have to say a word because you know what I'm thinking of. I feel inspired by artists who make me feel certain ways, right? So, like, when I listen to a really sexy Beyonce song, or when I watch her live and she goes like, "Are you flawless?" I'm like, "Yes, Beyonce." Like, a tear strolling down my face. I'm like, "I am flawless." And so I really, especially, like, I think women can especially make other women feel that way. And so All This Woman is basically about, like, my level of confidence is pretty high. And I have a joke with my friends where so many girls, like, if a guy is playing hard to get, they're like, "Oh my God, I have to have him." If a guy plays hard to get with me, or anybody plays hard to get with me, I'm immediately, like, so out. I'm like, no, if you're not obsessed with me, I don't have the time for this. Hope you're ready for all this.
Okay, we started talking about A Marriage Proposal.
Yeah.
And you have a track on this album called Marry Me.
I do. I love that song.
So are you trying to fill a niche here? Yeah. I mean,
writes Marry Me and sends it to my fiance.
No. I mean, like, use my music at your wedding.
Oh,
use my music for your proposal.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I was like, the amount of gay weddings. I want videos. Like, people hit me up. Like, I need to see this.
And straight ones, too, I would imagine, now that you're getting more popular.
Yes.
Straight people can also get married.
They can. You know, I heard it's legal. You and me and this feeling, do you want to take it all the way? It's funny, I got engaged and then lost, like, all of the interest in being married, so now I've been engaged for like 3 years. I'm a little busy, so I'm just like, oh, we'll get married whenever. It's not about that. But I was so in love, and I was so excited about, like, the prospect of the fact that I found the person that I even wanted to spend the rest of my life with. That was so crazy. It happened so much earlier than I expected it to. I thought I was going to be, like, a clean 33. I thought I was going to hustle, like, by choice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to, like, take my 20s and work my butt off. And it wasn't even on my mind, which is, of course, how it happens. I know. So, yeah, you best believe that when I wrote the song, of course, I sent it to my man. And I was like, just a cute little hint here
this
and there.
This is before you
were
engaged?
Before I was engaged, yeah. Sent it over. He was like, okay.
Subtle.
I get it now.
Really subtle.
Yeah, I hear you.
Betty Who, thank you so much.
We could just do this all day. Thank you.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
The latest album is called Betty. You wanna marry me? I get tired.